Acts chapter 21. And when we parted from them and set sail, we took a straight course and came to Kos, and on the next day to Rhodes, and from there to Patara. And having found a ship crossing over to Phoenicia, we went on board and set sail. And when we sighted Cyprus and left it on the left, we sailed to Syria and came down to Tyre, for there the ship was to unload its cargo. And when we had sought out the disciples, we remained there 7 days. These told Paul through the Spirit not to set foot in Jerusalem. And when we completed the days, we went forth and went on our way with all of them, including the women and children, escorting us until we were outside the city. And when we had knelt down on the beach and prayed, we took leave of one another and went on board the ship, and they returned home. And when we finished the voyage from Tyre, we arrived at Ptolemais, and we greeted the brothers and remained with them 1 day. And on the next day we went forth and came to Caesarea, and entering into the house of Philip the evangelist, who was one of the seven, we remained with him. Now this man had 4 virgin daughters who prophesied. And while we remained there many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and he came to us and took Paul's belt, and having bound his own feet and hands, he said, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, in this way will the Jews in Jerusalem bind the man whose belt this is, and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." And when we heard these things, both we and those in that place entreated him not to go up to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." And since he would not be persuaded, we became silent, saying, "The will of the Lord be done." And after these days we gathered our baggage and went up to Jerusalem. And some of the disciples from Caesarea also went with us, bringing us to a certain Manassan of Cyprus, an early disciple, with whom we were to lodge. And when we had come to Jerusalem, the brothers welcomed us gladly. On the following day, Paul went in with us to James, and all the elders were present. And having greeted them, he related one by one the things which God did among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified God and said to him, "You observe, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews who have believed, and all are zealous for the law. And they have been informed concerning you, that you are teaching all the Jews throughout the nations apostasy from Moses, telling them not to circumcise their children, nor to walk according to the customs. What then is to be done? They will certainly hear that you have come. Therefore do this that we tell you. We have 4 men who have a vow on themselves. Take these and be purified with them, and pay their expenses, that they may shave their heads. And all will know that there is nothing to the things that they have been informed of concerning you, but that you yourself also walk orderly, keeping the law. But concerning the Gentiles who have believed, we have already written, having decided that they should keep themselves from idol sacrifices and blood and anything strangled and fornication." Then Paul took the men, and on the following day, being purified with them, entered into the temple, giving notice of the completion of the days of the purification, until the offering was offered for each one of them. And when the 7 days were about to be concluded, the Jews from Asia saw him in the temple and threw all the crowd into confusion, and they laid their hands on him, crying out, "Men of Israel, help! This is the man who teaches all men everywhere against the people and the law and this place. And further, he has even brought Greeks into the temple and has profaned this holy place." For they had previously seen Trophimus, the Ephesian, in the city with him, whom they supposed Paul had brought into the temple. And the whole city was stirred, and the people ran together, and they laid hold of Paul and dragged him outside the temple, and immediately the doors were shut. And as they were seeking to kill him, a report came up to the commander of the cohort that all Jerusalem was in confusion. And he at once took soldiers and centurions and ran down to them. And when they saw the commander and the soldiers, they stopped beating Paul. Then the commander drew near and laid hold of him and ordered him to be bound with two chains. And he inquired who he might be and what he had done. And some among the crowd were shouting one thing and some another. And since he could not find out the facts because of the uproar, he ordered him to be brought into the barracks. And when Paul came to the stairs, it so happened that he was being carried by the soldiers because of the violence of the crowd, for the multitude of the people were following and crying out, "Away with him!" And when he was about to be brought into the barracks, Paul said to the commander, "Am I allowed to say anything to you?" And he said, "You know Greek? You are not then the Egyptian who some days ago revolted and led out the 4,000 men of the assassins into the wilderness?" But Paul said, "I am a Jewish man of Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no insignificant city, and I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul stood on the stairs and motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great silence, he addressed them in the Hebrew dialect, saying,